This is KUT. When the oil and gas fields of Texas are booming, it's busy times for the state agency that regulates the industry. And when there's a downturn, it can be even busier. One reason? Abandoned oil and gas wells. KUT's Mose Bichelle reports.
Early in yesterday's meeting of the Texas House Energy Resources Committee, Chairman Drew Darby shared an observation from his hometown. The San Angelo Republican said in the current downturn, people are seeing oil and gas well operators get into financial trouble and just walk away from their wells.
Is that a concern? And if so, how are you going to meet that challenge?
He aimed that question at the three members of the Railroad Commission of Texas. The strangely named agency is in charge of plugging abandoned wells. Commissioner Christy Craddock said yes, there's currently a backlog of about 9,500 wells the commission needs to plug. And Craddock said the commission could see thousands more in the bust phase of this boom and bust cycle.
That's not unexpected. It happens every cycle.
But here's what else happens every downturn. Commission revenue drops. The agency makes a lot of its revenue through industry fees. A bust means fewer permits sold, more wells to plug, and less money to plug them. Democratic State House member Rafael Anchia from Dallas said it sounded like the agency wasn't getting ahead of the problem, but just doing triage.
And if we're just doing triage, that means, that tells me as somebody who's engaging in oversight, that there are a lot of dangerous abandoned wells out there that we're not getting to.
So how does the commission pay to plug more wells? Right now, well operators put down some money up front to help cover the cost if the state needs to plug a well. But that only amounts to about 17% of the total cost. And she has suggested the commission could increase that upfront fee. Craddock said lawmakers would have to approve the increase next legislative session. Mose Bichelle, KUT News.